This is Anime Afterlife Podcast Top 5. This week's Top 5, Top 5 Funniest Characters. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie, and we have our host, co-host, Vincito.
Yo, you just called me a host, didn't you? I have moved up in the podcasting chain of command.
Quite you. And our other host, Raccoon Boy.
Hey.
At least it wasn't Justin Bieber this time.
I was half expecting that, too.
And our guest this week, Self-Torment, or Felix.
Stop.
Alright, then let's get to the top five. Let's head it to Felix. What's your number five?
My number five would be Revy from Black Lagoon.
Revy from Black Lagoon?
Yeah.
Is she
just the fact that...
the swearing woman with the gun?
Yeah.
She's a chick.
Yeah, it's just a few moments that she has, like the one where she's on a neo-Nazi boat, like killing Nazis. There's this big, like, huge Nazi with like some huge freaking Luger comes at her, and he just, while she's reloading, she's just standing there reloading in front of him. He's talking about his gun like it's freaking the best thing ever, and she's just not even listening to him. She's reloading, and then she just shoots him in the chest while he's still talking. And then she's all like, "What are you trying to sell me the damn thing?" And then she just puts a gun to his face and shoots him in the face. I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Alright, then let's head it to Rec.
Number five is Haruma Kenji from School Rumble.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Awesome. I love this guy. He's like quiet, but every time he does something, like try to do something right, he does something stupider. Like, then he tries to fix it, and he just messes himself up even more. Like, there's scenes where he's, like, he's doing naked karate in, like, the hotel. And all of a sudden, like, a girl walks in. He gets scared, and he grabs her.
Oh, that is
so awkward.
And some girl comes in and is, like... all of a sudden, she, like, analyzed the whole thing. Like, she's like, "Oh, you were trying to do karate boxing, and you just fought some girl, and you were so scared that to explain that you had to grab her and make it all look suspicious." And there's, like, other scenes where, like, where he's, like, what you call it? Where he's, like, in a, like, I think it's the second season where he's, like, in a bathhouse, and he actually, like, walks in, and he actually has to pretend he's a girl.
I remember that. What the hell?
Yeah, I remember. He's staying with one of the girls, and like, one of the girls that's also in the bathhouse thinks that she's like one of the girls, her girlfriends, or something.
I mean, I just kind of found him amusing when he gets into trouble and stuff like that, and he gets in more trouble. And you know, his personality is kind of funny too. Like, he's also a mangaka.
Yes.
And. Yeah, yeah, like in first season.
I don't remember School Rumble at all, do I?
Yeah, it's pretty old anime. Well, all four, but he draws manga and he's trying to draw like his romance manga about his own life, kind of reflecting himself.
I remember now.
Yeah. Alright.
So that's. Yep.
Then let's head it to Ven.
My number five is Ayumu Kasuga, or Osaka from Azumanga Daioh. The one character that made me laugh in that show. I thought she held up the show on her own, and she was awesome. She's a slow kind of girl. Like, it takes her a long time to notice things. Like, she's one of those, like, people. Like, there's this one part where there's, like, a fly falling around, flying around the room, and she's trying to follow it. And she's always, like, 5 seconds behind the fly. And it's just, I just don't know. She's just funny. And I like her. So, yeah, that's all I gotta say.
There's all those moments with Osaka, I'm like.
Yeah, Osaka awesome.
All right.
Especially her English voice actor, just saying that.
Her English voice actor, that's what I mean. Like, in English, she was awesome. Japanese, I didn't really like Azumanga Daioh that much, but in English, it was awesome. I don't know why. I don't usually do that, but, you know. Yeah.
Cool. Then My number five is Suo Tamaki from Oren High School Host Club. And he's like one of the ever energetic characters. And he's like trying to get everyone involved in this club, and he's like, you know, he's trying to be like this playboy, but he can, at the same time, can be this sensitive guy, and he can be like really funny in that kind of sense. And yeah, he's like a very interesting character. So yeah, that's my number five. Then let's head it to our number fours. Let's go back to Felix.
My number four is Nazumo Hakashi from Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei.
Who?
The teacher. Sorry, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He was on my list. Because he's really funny.
Yeah, the first scene is like him hanging in a friggin' tree. And then the girl tries to save him, but she's like holding onto his legs, pulling even harder down.
No, and she like pulls him down, and he's almost dead. He's tough.
Yeah, and he's trying to hang himself, but then the line he says after she pulls him down, he's like, "You know, like what is?
What if I had died?
Yeah, what if I had died? Something like that." And I was like, "You're trying to kill yourself? Isn't that the plan?" Yeah, he just made me laugh all the time. But there's a lot of characters in that show that actually made me laugh. But yeah, he's one that I've been on before.
I love this show. It's like one time I made a paper knife in elementary school and I tried to cut myself with it.
Wait, is this a story of you or the teacher?
No, the Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei.
I get confused.
I remember I tried to swipe my bus ticket, but I think some hacker stole my code.
Oh, yeah. That was
I mean, it's like he's always like complaining every day life and every smallest thing in the world.
They usually take
one topic, and they like the first season it was like two part episodes, I think. Like each episode had two different parts that were completely different from each other. I think it moved on to three parts in the third season, I think. But I'm not sure. But yeah. It was what's it called? It took a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? It took a lot of topics and stuff and made stories out of them and used their smart comedy to describe them. I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my number four.
Alright, then let's head it to Rack.
Number four?
Yep.
Yeah.
Quattro?
Yes.
Okay, my number four is John Mace Hughes from FMA.
Who?
Hughes Mace, the guy with the glasses.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah, I didn't know you were saying.
Is that the right character I'm looking for? Mace Hughes, the guy who talks about his daughter.
The dude with the glasses. The guy, the weird dad thing.
Yeah, Mace Hughes, the guy who's all about his daughter, and he's like. Slick, cool guy.
Yeah.
I love this guy. He's like, "Hey, you man, you want to see my daughter?" He's like, "No." Yeah, he's always bragging. He's always like the cool headed guy. He's kind of like the comedic icon to me in FMA.
I never seen it from myself, no.
You never seen Full Metal Alchemist?
Nope. I skipped it a while ago.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. There's
so many heavens.
God.
Alright.
Yeah, this one, my number.
Then let's head it to Vencero.
Okay, my number four is Kintaro Oe from Golden Boy.
Yeah.
His English voice actor, though, not Japanese. Why do I have this? Where the English is better than Japanese, it's comedy. Whatever. Fuck it. Anyway, yeah, come on. He's like a super genius and he's funny. I don't know how else to describe him. He gets what?
I like how the English voice actor really gets into character.
I know, I love his voice. He gets so weird at times. Like he puts emphasis on the weirdest things and it just makes it so funny. And the way he delivers his lines is so... I don't know how to describe it. He's not a normal voice actor.
He's eccentric. Yeah, he's like full... He's like electric machine man.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what else to talk about. He's just a funny guy, and he... Come on, if he's not on every one of your top funny guys list, I'm gonna do stuff to you in your sleep, so... Yeah, my number four.
Okay.
Dave will enjoy it, but the rest of you won't. Sorry, yo!
And my number four is Dokuro-chan from Bokatsu Tenshi, Dokuro-chan. I think, like...
I forgot about Dokuro-chan.
She's hilarious. Yeah. She, like, practically kills the main character, like, every time with their big Excalibur bat. And she, like, completely... swings the bat right across his like spine, and he's bleeding all over the place. And then she puts him back together each time. It's just absolutely hilarious, and I just love her for that. And yeah,
love because she murders people, huh?
Yes, I'm best just that weird, Ben. You learn something new every day. So then let's head it to our number threes. Let's go back to Felix.
Phoenix. God damn it, Phoenix. Dave.
What, do you want me to do that over again? Okay.
No, okay. Fine.
I'm sorry.
Fine. Yeah, I'll do it over again if I really want.
No, I like that. Let's keep
it. It's good. It's all good. My number three would be the Desert Punk from Desert Punk.
Fuck. I haven't seen Desert Punk. That's hilarious.
Yeah, he's like a mercenary, but he's such a perverted ass person. Just so freaking random. Like, I like the little sniper duel he had in one of the episodes, and he had like his gun all nice and shiny and new, and it gets blown apart. And he just gets so pissed off. I like the whole character. He's badass.
I heard Desert Punk was like really one of those really disgusting shows. Like, flat out. Like, uncomfortably disturbing.
I didn't really find it disgusting. I found it really funny.
Yeah, I found it funny. I didn't find it bad at all to watch.
Oh, I went to Best Buy, and they had, like, a bunch of Desert Punk DVD copies for, like, $5 each. I'm like, dang.
$5? You should have picked them up.
I streamed them all on the net. So I was like, nah, I don't need to. I should have.
Alright, then let's go to Rack. What's your number three?
My number three is Gintoki from Gintama. He's the main character. He owns Odd Jobs Gin. It's funny. He's kind of like this tough guy, but he's also like childish. He likes reading Jump, drinking strawberry milk. He's lazy, but he could be like pretty smart. And yeah, he ends up on all this crap. Just him is very funny. He's the one that makes the show laughable.
I need to get to watching. Why are you guys talking about animes? I need to get to watch.
You haven't finished your recommendations too.
Shut up, Dave. I don't want to hear this from you. Not now. Jesus.
Let's head it to Ben.
My number three is Yotsuba from Yotsuba To, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Anyway, come on. Like, I pretty much think that if the manga Yotsuba did not have Yotsuba in it, well, for one thing, it wouldn't be called Yotsuba, and another thing, it wouldn't be as funny as it is. Because most of the comedy centered around each character is based around Yotsuba, since the whole manga is from her perspective, mostly. So I think she's like... And Yotsuba's one of the funniest mangas I think I've read in my life. It's probably not the funniest, but it is one of the funniest. I think it is the funniest, actually, when I think about it. But, yeah. And I just think that it's all because of her that I laugh so hard at it. She's just an innocent 5-year-old who is open to the world of imagination and everything in the world, and she can, I don't know. It's just so fun to see her live out her daily life. And come on, if you haven't seen Yotsuba yet, you don't deserve to talk about Comedy Day. So
I'll get around to it eventually.
Anyway, yeah, it's my number three.
Alright, and my number three is Sugisaki Ken from Setsukai no Ichizan. And he's like,
oh,
yeah, he's like a hilarious character. He's like very open to his feelings. You know, he'll flat out say that he loves every girl in the student council. And he's like,
he wants a harem.
Exactly. But, you know, that's the kind of harem character that main guy that I like, you know, that's very open, knows what he wants, and he's just like flat out hilarious, you know. And yeah, that's my number three. So let's head to our number twos. Let's go to Felix.
My number two is Petlone from Boston Rankin.
Two?
Ooh.
Have you all seen Boston Rankin?
What?
Boston Rankin.
Boston Red Sox?
Boston Rankin. Boston Rankin, it's like Alchemy Arms. And
I haven't seen that, no.
He's like he wears like a freaking one-piece spandex suit with like a butterfly mask. He's just like
hilarious already.
Yeah, there's this one scene where like they finally see him in his outfit now, and he's like standing outside of a restaurant or like a fast food joint, and he goes in there and orders a burger, and the poor lady who's like taking his orders off, flipping up, asking him if he wants to eat it here or take it away, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna eat it here," and she gets all depressed because that guy scares the customers away because he's just so freaky. And then the same scene, they have another guy who's like wearing like a trench coat with like a hat on, and you can only see his eyes, and he comes in and asks for the same thing, and then they actually beg both of them to leave, and they will give him the burger free of charge. He's just such a funny character just because of the way he looks, and like he's just so creepy.
Butterfly mask, just creepy, huh?
It's just the way he looks. Like, you gotta like look up a picture of the guy. He's just one piece jump like spandex suit with butterfly mask on his face. He's such a creepy guy, but he's funny too. Yeah, that's my number two.
Alright. Then let's set it to Rec.
My number, whatchamacallit, two?
Sure. We'll do two now.
It's the main character from Desert Punk. I think it's Mizuno. What's his name? Whatever. It's one of the funniest characters I've seen. I think he's so hard ass, but he's like. But he's all. He's like this midget. And.
That's like, okay.
You're a midget. And like okay. And like he just likes his kind of like his little guy who thinks he's all hard ass and all this stuff, but you know, he talks like so much smack for a little guy, which I really like. Like in the first episode you kinda see like his attitude and stuff like that, and there's all these other, you know, scenes with him where he's all like gritty and stuff like that. He's a perverted guy. Like, there's like a scene where a child is trying to live with him. So she shows her a picture of her mom, and her mom has like big busts, and he's like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna take you and your mom's big busts. I'm gonna be your new father."
I remember.
Yeah. And he's like, and he's always like, and there's always like this other bounty hunter, and she has like a really nice body, but he's always gonna like backstab by her. And you know, he's a gun fanatic, and he, you know, takes that a lot. You know, this is a big hard ass guy.
You guys make me want to watch Desert Punk.
All right. Well then. Let's cut it to Ven.
My number two is Excalibur from Sawyer. I mean, seriously, he's like the most annoying weapon or whatever in the entire show. And, like, I don't know. He's just hilarious. Every time he was on screen, I loved him. I thought he's not only one of my favorite characters in that show, but he's also, like, the funniest character in that show. In fact, he's probably the funny. He's the only funny. I think he, well, the death was pretty funny at times. Excalibur stole the show. He was hilarious every time he was on. Being the most annoying thing in the world, having this list of like 1,000 or 6,000, I forget how many, like tasks for his owner to do for him.
Very
if they want
obnoxious.
To Yeah, he's obnoxious. He's like the strongest weapon in the entire universe. But you need to be able to put up with his annoyingness to wield him, and God, he's so annoying. But he's so funny. He has his own theme song. So it's cool.
Yeah. And my number two is, I have to include these two people as one character because they're inseparable.
I knew it.
Isaac and Midia from Bakugo. And they're just like the Chu-Wan-Chu comedy pair in that show because they're just like, they just coincide with each other and they just flow well together as the comedy relief of that show. I mean, they're like the silliest people, and yet, you know, they've actually moved the story forward. They just, like, connect everything together, and they're just the funniest couple in anime. And yeah, that's my number two. So let's move on to our number ones. Let's go back to Felix.
My number one is Haruko from Fooly Cooly.
Oh, I knew she was coming.
Yeah, I think my last one's pretty predictable, but she's just such a badass with her damn moped. That's the scooter-looking thingy. Does she like call the traffic jam while she's driving and then avoid the cat just to slam into
she
the
She made all the
face?
Cars blow up or something
yeah,
like
she
that.
She just passes by and all of a sudden the car just spins in the air and then a cat just slides in the frame. Yeah, it's just so funny, like, the way she acts around.
Yeah, she's very wacky, too.
Yeah, look at people with the guitar. Really. I mean, I would try, but guitars are expensive.
All right.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Made that show hilarious.
Then let's move to Rack.
This is our number one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm lost. My number one is Kitaro Oe from Golden Boy.
Nice.
I was like, Vin, you should put him higher on your list. Because this guy's full of, like, his English voice actor is, like, full of life, man. It's, like, just, like, hyper.
Awesome.
He's just going around, and all of a sudden he just finds all, the, like, these women, all of a sudden, all these stuff. This is all this crazy shit he get in. I mean, come on, who wouldn't want like essentially guy like Kentaro Oe? I would hire that guy.
It's sad that I checked his page. He hasn't really done that much voice acting work, actually, which is sad. The English voice actor.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Alright, then let's move to Ven.
My number one is Sosuke Sagara from Fullmetal Panic.
You horrible person.
The funniest man alive doesn't even begin to describe this guy. Man, he goes everything that happens in Fumoku. And he has an entire, like, straight face. He has the best poker face ever. And he goes so funny shit, and he can kick the shit out of anyone with, like, a... What are they called? Are those rats or bears? I don't know what the fuck they were. But, like, I don't know. They can kick this out at anyone with, like, in a suit with, like, a tiny little mech costume suit and stuff. And he's just a funny-ass guy. And God, that last episode was the most hilarious thing I think I've seen ever in, like, anime. With the whole, you know, with the dangerous chemical, Dave, you remember that one, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then
you,
like,
episode.
Yeah. That was so fucking funny. Every instance that guy was, like, in that episode was hilarious. But he just, he's like this, he's supposed to be this hard-ass military type guy in the anime, which could explain why he doesn't laugh, or he doesn't, like, show that much emotion. He just, like, keeps, like, poker face the entire time. So it's really fucking hilarious. And if you haven't seen Fumofu, my god, man, you're missing out. It's so fucking funny because of this guy. But, you know, I think he makes the show, and if he wasn't there, it wouldn't be Fumofu.
And my number one is also Sakura Sosuke. Because, yes, he's just the funniest character. He's got, like, the straight face, and he's, like, I don't know how to explain it. He's just, like at one point, you know, there's this beach episode, and, like, there's, you know, the game where everyone spins around, and he's in this blindfold, and he's supposed to hit this watermelon with a stick. And so, like, he turns around, and then he brings out a shotgun, and then blasts the watermelon. It's just so hilarious, because, like, you don't see it coming. He's like this military geek, and it's so funny.
How many top fives is this, Dave, that we've had the same fucking answer?
I'm choosing different ones, because I don't feel special anymore.
It's not my fault that you you had to go out.
Well, I you can't
always
help
pick
it.
My answer. Yeah, you're probably just copying whatever I say, anyway.
Nuh-uh. You,
oh, yeah.
I introduced you to Fumofu, sir.
Whatever. History is history, Dave.
So, yeah, that's my number one. Thank you for listening. That was our top five.